Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like that, because I can hear myself a lot better. Shit, I got something on here anyway. It really don't matter. It's like, fuck it. I ain't even worried no more, man. Start doing this shit like a real nigga should, you know what I'm saying? Low. Throwing jabs at any nigga with gloves on. Live behind these bars, you think I'm rapping with cuffs on. Last year I wasted my talent writing these love songs. This year I'm trying my hardest not to come up wrong. Words buzzing from jungle to jungle to Malin. Probably know me, I could write a whole book and give it to Mowgli. I'm hiding in my skin, I'm a beast in disguise. I'm carrying each line like I was Optimus Prime. What? I want more people to connect with what I'm saying. So for a limited time, I'm offering Wi-Fi free. On the far side, these women keep passing by me. I'm ready for war, you hop on the front line, flee. Intimidated, I'm taking note of your fear. I'm overlooking your dome and aiming straight for your ears. Trigger finger 007, I'm looking to piss through your brains and brawn, son, challenge me if you dare. Lately I've been feeling like I'm underestimated. I'm impatient, I've been waiting to profess that I'm the greatest. Niggas ratting, women raving at me until they play to see the truth inside my mirror. By the time I fucking face it, I mean, I try to keep my conscience out of harm's way. Follow my first mind, at least that's what my mom say. I gotta let these demons out for my mind's sake. I gotta kill these weak rappers for the rhyme's sake. Ayy, they taking pages out of books, converting pawns into rooks. Man, don't nobody wanna hear about a nigga's trials and tribulations no more. They just wanna hear the hook. They taking pages out of books, converting pawns into rooks. Man, don't nobody wanna hear about a nigga's trials and tribulations no more. They just wanna hear the hook, so catch this. Punchlines hit with no fist. Writing so much, damn near broke my wrist. What it's like to rap like a Jada with no kiss. Get crossed with no Chris, a beat with no Swiss. How you getting diagnosed, but still you not sick. You never sold drugs, got rich or bought clips. But still you walk around with a story to tell about how you got picked on and your moms was so strict. Nobody wanna hear about a regular nigga. We a dying breed like young kids that wanna read. I'm just trying to grow my empire, they crushing my seeds. Bringing rap music home, but they shredding the D, yo. Never had a gimmick, can't rap no phony lyrics. Just trying to reach my peak and pushing way beyond my limits. Shedding light up on the subject, but you know they gon' dim it. I'm concerned about my message, why they worried about my image, man? They taking pages out of books, converting pawns into rooks. Man, don't nobody wanna hear about the niggas trials and tribulations no more. They just wanna hear the hooks. They taking pages out of books, converting pawns into rooks. Man, don't nobody wanna hear about it. Niggas trials and tribulations no more. They just wanna hit her. So catch this. Yeah. Spectre and all that. Damone Tyrell. 92. Shout out to the low. Buffalo to be exact. 716. I rep it all day, baby. All this shit is unnecessary that I'm saying. I'm just doing that hard rapping shit. Fuck all that. Cut the beat off.
You know, this whole story is crazy, which you'll get more of that as we put out the Damone Tyrell EP. But yeah, man, he just came up to the bars, him, and he saw that we were on the panel and was like, yo, I'm gonna enter that shit. And I think at the last minute,
yeah,
came, entered, and he was the dopest motherfucker there. I mean, this motherfucker, he's dope. He's officially dope. So, and that's how we met. And the crazy thing is, I think a year or two before that, he had sent me an email, or all of us emailed, yeah, pitching his music. And I ignored that shit. But no, I mean, they say that if you're dope, you will be found, you will be discovered. And I think he's a walking example of that, because he believed in himself, came back to the bars, and he won it. And we all was like, yo, this motherfucker is tight. And we've been fucking with him ever since. Young cat, very, very confident in himself. You know, every once in a while we gotta knock him down. So, so that's it.